Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. One of the things we talked about today was, the fecal filter and the reason why we need it.
It's fun to say, ain't it? Okay, read it.
All right, so this deal, you know the air hand dryers in bathrooms, public bathrooms?
Yeah.
You know,
hot, warm.
Right, it's supposed to be better than using a towel. You know, supposed to have less germs.
And in the winter, they feel great on your hands.
But here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, all they do is quote, blow fecal bacteria all over your hands.
That's fecal bacteria.
Yeah, so after you've washed your hands, and they're relatively clean, you go over to
the big
fecal blowing machine now, and it's... And it just gets all over your hands.
No.
I can never use one of those again. I can't use it again. I'm out. I can't.
Some little molecules are all over.
All over you. And then you're going to go, grab your burger after that?
Ah!
No, you can't do that.
I want a fecal filter on mine. Heck, everything should get a fecal filter. Like on the anything.
Every new product now with fecal filter.
Yeah, put one on the Slurpee machine, too.
Stop. Also had our dumb debate going at Jason and Tony on Facebook. The dumb debate is happening on Facebook right now.
Dang, Skippy.
And the dumb debate is we're pretending like Santa can't make his rounds this year. And it's narrowed down to two people who can take his spot. And those two people are the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Or the Macho Man, Randy Savage. So it's between two wrestlers. Who would you pick?
Well, do you want to start or do you want me to?
I'll start. I'm picking the Macho Man, Randy Savage. I think he would make a much better Santa Claus. He could say things like, oh, ho, ho, yeah.
You're a traitor, bro.
And then everybody would get at least one Slim Jim in their stocking.
All our lives.
Two big pluses.
Since kids, we have been Ric Flair huge fans.
Mm-hmm. And Ric Flairians. Ric Flairites.
That's right. Yeah. And you go Macho Man?
I'm just saying, I think he'd make a better Santa Claus.
Yeah, but look at Ric Flair.
Okay.
He's going to be a sleigh riding, reindeer flying, present giving, 13-time world heavyweight Santa of the world. Woo! Yeah.
Okay, well, that would be cool. I just think Ric Flair would be too loud.
He already has Christmas robes.
I know. But the woos, I think, would get on my nerves.
No, instead of ho-ho-ho, a woo-woo-woo.
Yeah, okay.
Ric Flair, y'all.
I'm still going Macho Man. Nope. I just think he'd be a better Santa. I don't know what it is. I can't point it out, but Miss Elizabeth would have been a good Miss Claus.
She's a looker. I love Miss Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. But look at all the drama she's going to add to Christmas. She'll be texting Macho Man all night.
Well, that's
true. Where are you now?
You're in her chimney? I thought she made the naughty list. I guess that's good for you, isn't it? Uh-huh.
Okay, all right, I see that.
Bring a gallon of milk on your way home.
All right, what about you guys? What you thinking?
Let them go in tandem. I like both of them.
Tag team
one
Santa.
One can holler, oh, yeah, and the other can holler, woo-woo-woo.
Oh, yeah. All right, we'll go with that then.
All right,
see you, dude. Hello, Jason and Tony.
Well, I really don't know much about Ric Flair, so I'd have to go with Macho Man because he just always had the pretty women.
Wow.
Now, one thing you said confuses me. You don't know enough about Ric Flair?
I just know his name. I never was really much into wrestling, except like back when we were all kids.
Yeah.
And wrestling looked really cool.
Yeah.
I just never got into wrestling after that.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of felt like we should get together and watch some old SummerSlams just to
intervene.
Hey, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Some old ones. I would. That'd be cool. Like when we had Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant,
back in the day.
They could be the reindeer.
Andre the Giant, the reindeer.
Put a red nose on that big thing and hit
Andre the Giant had a very shiny nose. Thanks, Danny.
Yeah.
Appreciate you calling, dude.
Have a great day, fellas.
See you, man.
Be good, bro.
The PC police are after Christmas songs, and there was two more that they just came out with that were offensive, so we talked about that.
Here they are.
You may have heard there's a radio station that has banned Baby It's Cold Outside, because in today's world, sure, it's a little creepy. You know, hey, stay, have this drink. I mean, who is he, Bill Cosby? I mean, when you really start thinking about it, okay, I get it. I don't agree with it, but I get it.
I don't know. I still say it's okay, but all right.
There are some other songs that the PC police is after. And
oh, no,
we're gonna play them for you, but we're going to beep out what's offensive.
That way y'all don't have to hear the
filth and
the flarn.
We don't want you to get offended. So the very first one is We Wish You a Merry Christmas. I don't know. Well, they got against Figgy Pudding. Figgy Pudding. And then the other one that they want to ban because it's got something offensive in it is Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie. And we'll do pumpkin pie? These people have gotten out of control of Figgy Pudding and pumpkin pies. What's got them upset?
It may be like allergies. They allergy.
This morning we also brought you some awkward things to say at your holiday Christmas party.
Conversation starters.
Awkward things to say on this holiday.
Anybody else like to sniff your toenail clippings?
Nasty.
Now everybody knows Santa started the Illuminati.
Conspiracy.
Larry, how about you bless the food since you and Kathy's marriage is falling apart?
Bad relationships.
Well, can't blame that one on the ketchup bottle. Hey, light a candle. Okay, now after Miracle on 34th Street, let the kids watch that chainsaw massacre.
Awkward things to say on this holiday. Yeah! Social media theater, too.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater. Showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Yeah, here we are. A quick one for you today for Social Media Theater. It comes from the timeline of John. John has, he's lost somebody very close to him.
Poor John.
And Marcia tries to comfort him. I'll be John, you be Marcia.
Okay.
All right. John. Rest in peace to my dog, Dexter Lee. It's been 1 year today, gone, but not forgotten.
Marcia. Oh, our wonderful pets. They are never forgotten.
John. Marcia, he was a friend that passed away last year.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Tony thought real hard and came up with a new word of the day.
Real hard.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Cannibal cane. Cannibal canes are candy canes for people who like the taste of people in their candy canes. Cannibal canes.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And if you don't want to think about Rudolph Tootin', don't listen to today's best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Seven reindeer got aggravated when Rudolph went and flagellated.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. Every single day, we go through news stories. We try to find one that's positive and uplifting. We call it the Real Good. Last month, a big CEO type in New York realized he had a bunch of frequent flyer miles built up. His name's Peter Shankman. Mm-hmm. But instead of just, scrolling them away, he wrote in a blog post about how he was going to give away 6 free plane tickets to people who wanted to fly home for the holidays but couldn't afford to.
Oh, dang, that's expensive.
Well, his buddies hear about it, the other CEOs, and they're like, well, if Peter's doing it, I'm doing it too.
He has inspired me.
So they all went to the same airline. The airline also pitched in 10 free tickets. So now it's a total of 25 people getting free tickets home. Aww. And as of last night, Peter had stopped accepting requests, and he was in the process of choosing the 25 most worthy candidates.
That's 25 Christmas tables that would have had an empty chair at them.
That's pretty cool.
Not for these guys right here.
Yeah, he could have just, you know, put those away for next year and flew to the Bahamas or some Brazil or someplace cool like that, but he gave it away. That's the Christmas spirit, right?
That song, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Peter Shankman, you are real good. Thank y'all for listening to today's In Case You Missed It.